From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Eric Anderson reports in the Albany Times-Union that rail improvements on the works for Western Massachusetts should improve train service in the Capital Region and the Hudson Valley. There are two plans in the works. One would extend rail service from Albany to Pittsfield. That service, the Berkshire Flyer, is planning to start in 2020 on weekends. Massachusetts officially also wants to study high-speed passenger rail service between Pittsfield and Boston. State Senator Adam Hines, who represents the Pittsfield area, said, and I quote, "The study certainly will be from Pittsfield to Boston. Of course, we have strong economic and social ties to Albany as well," end quote. In Albany, there is already talk about extending that plan to New York's capital. Albany is Amtrak's ninth busiest station, and Boston's South Station is its sixth busiest. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Bethany Bump reports in the Albany Times-Union that the Albany Medical Center opened an emergency room for kids July 31st, the Masary Family Children's Emergency Center. President and CEO of Albany Medical Center, James Barber, said his grandchild gave him the idea for the emergency room in 2010. He said, and I quote, "I saw the look of fear on my three-year-old grandchild's face. That was a learning moment," end quote. The staff are specially trained in pediatric emergency medicine at the region's only emergency room just for kids, which costs $52 million. The next closest pediatric emergency room is 90 miles away in Springfield, Massachusetts. Albany Med's emergency department has more than 16,000 visits from children each year. Larry Rollison is reporting in the Albany Times-Union that Charter Communications CEO Thomas Rutledge says his company is ahead of schedule building out its high-speed spectrum internet service in New York State to 145,000 underserved homes and businesses. The State Public Service Commission pulled its approval of a merger between Charter Communications and Time Warner on July 27th, saying the Charter did not uphold its end of the deal. The PSC ordered the company to find a buyer for the Spectrum Network with 60 days to tell the PSC of its plans. The company could take the PSC to court to get a judge to reverse the decision. Rutledge told stock analysts during a July 31st conference call that Charter is prepared for a legal fight if necessary. Rutledge said, and I quote, "We believe we are in compliance with the plain reading and the build-out requirements that the state imposed on us in the merger conditions, and we have a very strong legal case and ability to defend ourselves. And it could play out over a lengthy period of time if required," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Stockport issued a boiled water order July 31st after a water main break on County Route 25 where workers were repairing a bridge. The boiled water order is in effect for anyone in the vicinity of the break, including on West Ghent Road, the Fabiano Development, and County Route 25 from West Ghent Road south to County Route 22 or Hogsback Road. Stockport homeowners could see discolored water. Check townofstockport.weekly.com for updates. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.